Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Thursday, May 19th. I'm Ray Graff, physical therapy today. Joining us once again is Jenny Nicola Ray, who has worked outpatient physical therapy and is a specialist in breast cancer rehabilitation. If you have a physical therapy question, get in line. Call right now. Lines are open. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551, or reach out via email, voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Physical therapy, Jenny Nicola Ray, and your calls coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop. The name of the show is Vox Pop. I've only been doing it for 72 years. Yeah, Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Physical therapy today. We welcome back Jenny Nicola Ray. Jenny is a second-generation grad from Ithaca College's physical therapy program, where she proudly followed in her father's footsteps. Since 2001, she has worked in outpatient physical therapy and is a specialist in breast cancer rehabilitation. In 2017, she launched the website MyBreastySays.com, and despite living in L.A., Jenny remains very involved in her father's local practice, Thomas Nicola PT Associates, where she serves as the Director of Marketing and Educational Outreach. The number to call is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org, but again, the number is 800-348-2551. Jenny, welcome back to Vox Pop, or whatever it's called. Welcome.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
And the weather here is just as good as L.A., right?
Oh, my gosh. Actually, when I'm in L.A., I miss weather so much. My husband makes fun of me because any hint of a cloud in the sky or the twice-yearly rain we get, I throw a little party.
Do you ever bring him over here and say, here, enjoy some 12-degree weather?
I do my best. He does his best to skip the 12 degrees.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Anything new going on that you want to talk about before we get to the questions?
I did want to wish you a happy birthday.
You know, I usually keep the birthday very quiet, and somebody wrote in the roundtable, I don't know how they knew, but now it's out there.
So we want to celebrate you, Ray.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. Well, I'm very old, and I'm very achy all the time. Well, let's get right to the questions here. This is from Barbara, and this came in quite a while ago. I've been diagnosed by an orthopedic surgeon following x-rays of my foot and knee with pes bursitis, probably due to an overly aggressive arch support adjustment in my shoe insert orthotic. Seems to be resolving with anti-inflammatory meds, ice, and rest, but do I need physical therapy? And that's from Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
What is pes bursitis?
I think there's a word missing. So there's pes anserine bursitis, which is by your knee. So if that's the word missing.
Sometimes that'll happen. You'll get a missing word here. Well, we'll do the best we can.
So I believe that's the one she's talking about. But I would definitely recommend physical therapy. The reason why is I worry that once she stops with the anti-inflammatories, that the pain could come back.
Yeah.
Physical therapists, we are experts in movement. And so if her orthotic had changed the way her foot was hitting the ground, which will then affect, you know, the foot is connected to the ankle, to the knee, to the hip.
Yeah.
It's going to change how all of those move. Her physical therapist can help her make sure that those are all moving correctly and happily. So even without the anti-inflammatories, she won't have pain. And there's a good chance that some of those joints might need a little bit of strengthening. It's possible that because of the orthotic, they weren't pulling their weight, that the orthotic was working a little bit extra for them. So getting into a therapist to learn how to correct that gait pattern, the way she was walking, and then strengthening some of the muscles to help assist that would really be like the icing on the cake to make sure it wasn't just medicine that was making her feel better.
Makes sense. Jenny Nicola Ray joins us today, and it's physical therapy on Vox Pop. By the way, thank you for the lovely present. This shirt says what?
It says, Thomas Nicola Physical Therapy, rad since 1985.
Rad?
Yes, we're going for 1980.
That's a very old, even I know what rad is. That's amazing. So these are being used because you were involved in a run, right?
Yes, we're doing the CDPHP Workforce Challenge tonight at the Empire State Plaza. So Ray is now an honorary member of our team with the T-shirt.
Now, you don't mind if I don't go running?
No, I'm certainly not going to be running either. Yeah, you can be one of our walkers.
Well, now that you know it's my birthday, yeah.
Actually, why
I'll
don't
probably
you stay
be
home
drinking.
And have some cake.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably a better idea. This email from Susan in Albany. There are many physical therapy practices. How should I choose which PT to go to for treatment of leg weakness caused by a herniated disc? Mm. Do some physical therapists specialize in spine problems? And that's from Susan.
That's a great question, Susan, and it can be hard as a member of the public to know where to choose. But I can tell you that as outpatient physical therapists, leg weakness from a back problem is pretty standard. And I don't mean to minimize your pain in particular, but that is something that we all learn in school. Every outpatient therapist should know how to treat it. So I would look for things such as the practice in your insurance network. And sometimes it can be a little sneaky when you call. You might say, do you accept my insurance? And they say yes, but then maybe dig a little deeper. Are you in network with my insurance? To find out, sometimes it can be accidentally misleading. Are they close to where you live or work? Do you know anyone who's been to that practice? If you know a friend, it's always great to have a personal recommendation. But as far as leg weakness from back pain, there are definitely some therapists who maybe have taken some extra courses in back, but certainly anyone who has passed the physical therapy board should be able to take care of
that. All right, fair enough. Jenny Nicola Ray joins us. It's Physical Therapy Today on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551 is the number. 800-348-2551. The email is voxpop@wamc.org. You know, I don't know if I asked you this the first time you were here, mm-hmm. but what I know your dad has been doing this a long mm-hmm. time. What brought you to this? I mean, did you just say, I'm going to follow in my father's footsteps? Or was mm-hmm. it really a burning desire to go this way?
I actually think I did just say I was going to follow in his footsteps.
Really?
Yes, because when I graduated from PT school, which was in 2001, so at the time, most of the programs were master's degrees. So I had decided in high school that was what I wanted to do. And I did know I wanted to help people, so that checked the box. I also knew I didn't want to sit at a desk, so that also checked the box. But truth be told, I was never very good at science. This is a very science-heavy degree. But I went into it anyways, and it ended up being lucky because I do love it. And
well, that's good.
But yes, I think if I wasn't born into it, I don't know if it would have been my first choice. Well,
the specialty that mm-hmm. you have carved out for yourself, breast cancer rehabilitation, is that a common thing?
Not at all. No, and I wish it would be more common. With breast cancer treatment and cancer in general, so there's much more of a life expectancy from diagnosis, thank goodness. The treatments are so much better. Where in the past, there was more of an attitude of, oh, we've cured your cancer. Hooray. Everyone just be thankful.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll wear a pink ribbon. But now,
you
know,
say that with a little scorn.
Yes. I don't think it's fair to ask women, I'm going to speak directly to breast cancer, but I think this applies to a lot of cancers, to just kind of be like, just wear some gratitude and go about your life. Breast cancer treatment itself can offer a lot of difficulties, a lot of impairments that can be treated is the point. And
yeah.
So physical therapy, we specialize in rehabilitation as a field. And some parts of the country, they're beginning to add physical therapy just as a normal part of breast cancer treatment or cancer treatment, but it's certainly the exception still. And that's why I'm trying with my website to get the info out to people who don't necessarily have access to that info where they live.
And that website is mybreastysays.com. We're joined today by Jenny Nicola Ray. Physical therapy on the program today, 800-348-2551. And I promise you we will get to the calls in a moment. We're going to take a break here in about 1 minute or so. In that minute and a half, tell me some of the challenges that breast cancer rehab poses mm-hmm. to a physical therapist or someone getting physical therapy as opposed to regular physical therapy.
Well, I think first the challenge is that most women don't know it's an option. So they may just assume that they have to live with the feeling of tightness in their shoulder or breast because of their surgery, radiation, mastectomy, or reconstruction. So just knowing that there are options and they don't have to suffer through that is the biggest obstacle, I think, to seeking care.
And the tightness in the shoulder is one of the predominant issues?
Sure. So that's a big issue. Sometimes there's swelling that can occur called lymphedema, which because of the lymph nodes being removed from the armpit, they take those lymph nodes out to see if the cancer has spread into those nodes. Removing those nodes along with radiation can cause swelling, so that's another one. Women whose cancer is fed by estrogen, they are put into early menopause. So being put into menopause in an early age causes a whole bunch of issues such as fatigue, brain fog, achy joints, ligament pain, pelvic floor pain, those issues that can all be treated as well.
Jenny Nicola Ray, we'll take a break here. It's physical therapy, 800-348-2551. We'll get to the calls in a moment. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. We'll be right back. Vox Pop on WAMC, Ray Graff with you. It's 800-348-2551. If you have a physical therapy question for Jenny Nicola Ray of Thomas Nicola PT Associates. So you come over here and you do outreach and education.
Mm-hmm.
How often? How often are you on this coast?
Every couple months.
Really?
I'm here quite a bit.
It worked out this time. We got you on the show here, and great to have you.
Thank you.
Let's go to Schenectady. Roxanne, you're on.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Yes, happy birthday, Ray. Welcome to the life of aches and pains.
I've been there a long time, Roxanne, but thank you very much.
I don't know. The only kind of health problems I ever develop are always, like, very strange and difficult to diagnose. So I was wondering if you might have any thoughts on this. When I sit, there's like a compression on the back of my thighs, right? Mm-hmm. You know, at the hamstrings. And that creates terrible leg symptoms for me. Not terribly painful, but like all of my muscles contract and I get this achiness and kind of a strange, diffuse, neuropathic kind of a pain throughout. I'm supposed to have an MRI next week, but... I was just wondering if you've ever encountered anything like that, because it's very hard not being able to sit very long.
Absolutely. And it's in both legs the same, or one leg worse than the other?
Yeah, one side seems to be worse than the other, but it's both legs.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst thing is that, as I said, like all of the muscles, if I sit for any length of time, they all start contracting throughout all of my legs. Fortunately, I studied yoga for many years, so I end up doing like an hour or more of stretching every night just to release the contraction in the muscles. And if I don't, I'll get like terrible leg cramps at night. Oh, what fun.
Yeah, those are the worst, those nighttime leg cramps. It's possible it's coming from your back.
That's the theory. I saw a back doctor, of course. Now I'm waiting for the MRI. You know, I don't have any back symptoms per se, but have degeneration, of course. I'm in my 70s.
Okay. It's not uncommon that you can have issues in your legs that stem from your back but have no symptoms in your back whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So although it might feel really mysterious, like why it's only in your legs when your back feels okay, it still could be coming from the discs or the nerves in your low back that get kind of squished, because when you sit, you're putting a different kind of pressure in your low back than you are when you're standing or moving or walking. So although it feels mysterious, it actually makes sense from a physical therapy point of view that it sounds pretty back-like.
But Roxanne is doing this in the right order, right? You get the MRI first, you find out what's at play, and then you go to the physical therapist?
Actually, you mentioned something really interesting. There's a lot of research coming out that's saying that MRI. So MRIs for the longest.
Okay.
That MRIs, say there's two people who have back pain, and if you Roxanne, this, you get your MRI and you'll find results and this is fine. But keep in mind that what the MRI says may just be an incidental finding. And there's some research that says there's...
That's what worries me. How will they ever be able to distinguish?
Your physical therapist will be able to figure it out.
Do you have a physical therapist, Roxanne?
Well, I hope so.
But as I was going to say, there's some research that says if there were, say, two Roxannes, one who has an MRI and one who doesn't, and both have the same exact situation, if one who has an MRI is then told something like, oh, your back is a mess, it's just a wreck in there.
Yeah.
Just hearing those words are so powerful.
It's awful. Yes.
That you might then end up doing worse and having a worse outcome.
That's
but,
what worries me.
Yeah, so don't hang your hat too much on what they say. Obviously, if they see something very, very scary, that, you know, they'll let you know. But otherwise,
yeah,
I would get into your physical therapist. We can tell by the way you move and those sorts of things.
Yeah.
What needs
to be
done.
Will it show like stenosis or some kind of nerve compression? Will that show up?
It absolutely will. It absolutely will.
Hey, Roxanne, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551 is our number. If you have a physical therapy question today for Jenny Nicola Ray, Jenny is a second generation physical therapist. Her dad's practice is Thomas Nicola PT Associates. And where's that? Latham, right?
It's Latham, Clifton Park, Delmar, and Albany.
You're Delmar too, huh? Amazing. Yeah. You know what? There's always there's always a doctor and a bank in Delmar. Kevin in Bennington. Kevin, you're on.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Kevin.
Shoulder pain, particularly on my left side. I've had a fair amount of sports injuries over the years, broken legs, replaced hips, things like that. But usually my upper body stayed in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried a little weightlifting. I don't seem to be relieving. It's been 2 months. And I wonder, is there Eastern versus Western methods you would try? I try to do a little Tai Chi, but I'm not very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. I think I could be totally wrong. I have an office job, but I've been doing an awful lot of typing in the last 2 to 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be hunched over all day typing for 6 hours, 5 hours? Could that be it? And what should I do to sort of relieve that? It's definitely affecting my sleep.
The thing with shoulders is they're by design kind of wimpy joints. And what I mean is, if you think of, say, compared to your knee just goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, where, and it's a really steady, sturdy joint, but the shoulder, has to move in all different directions. So because of that, it's kind of wimpier and can very easily kind of get pulled out of its track, so to speak. So what I see a lot with shoulders is, because let's say if you've been hunched at your desk, the muscles in the front of the shoulder and your chest might be a little bit tight. I can kind of even just make that assumption not having met you, but you sound like an American. You know, you sit at a desk. We all have terrible posture.
Not every American, right?
But definitely you nailed it with me.
So what can happen is if some muscle gets tight, that can easily pull the shoulder a little bit out of its alignment. Like I said, it's kind of wimpy. It doesn't take much to pull it out of alignment. And then what happens is there's a little bit of a the muscles that work the shoulder now aren't working as a team. One's pulling too much, one's not pulling enough, but your brain still says, Kevin, raise your hand over your head, lift these weights. So you
right.
do it, but you're not doing it quite correctly. So there's a little bit of a compensation, and it might not even be super obvious to your eye. As a physical therapist, I watch my patients from behind. I watch how their shoulder blades work in relation to their arm when you move your arms over your head. And that can be enough that over time you start to get a little pinch in your rotator cuff. And it's not it's super serious, but if you keep moving in that dysfunctional pattern, it's going to eventually cause pain. So obviously I'm a physical therapist, so I'm going to say go see your PT and let them take a quick look and just confirm or not, like if your pattern's off. Or if you look in the shoulder or look in the mirror, see if when you raise your arms out to the side like a jumping jack, if they look a little different, if one shrugs before the other shrugs or those sort of things, that can give you a clue too.
Kevin.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. We're joined today by Jenny Nicola Ray. And Jenny is with us from time to time to take physical therapy questions. The number is 800-348-2551. Karen in upstate New York. Karen, that's a vague term. Where are you in upstate New York?
I live in Livingston, Manor.
Well, welcome to the show. You're on with Jenny Nicola Ray.
Hi, Jenny, and hi, Ray. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hi, Jenny. My question is, I have a raft of stuff going on with this old body, but
okay.
I have EDS. I have Ehlers-Danlos
okay.
syndrome,
mm-hmm.
and I have always had trouble with all of my joints with the loose mm-hmm. tendons. And things will just pop out.
Mm-hmm.
And will physical therapy help that?
Kind of.
Can it help?
It can help in that physical therapy can't take Ehlers-Danlos away, obviously, but it can help as far as strengthening the muscles around particular joints. So if you, I don't know if for you particularly it affects one joint more than another, or if it's like your knee has gone out multiple times and that's the one that's mostly affects you. For you, it's all over the place.
It's usually been my knees and ankles.
Okay.
Lately, though, maybe because I'm older, my shoulders are affected a lot more.
So it certainly can
be
helpful. Go ahead.
I've also been in several car accidents.
Oh, no. Okay.
And had intimate encounters with deer in my car.
Oh, boy.
Gosh.
That's terrible.
So physical therapy could help you to strengthen the muscles around your knees, ankles, even your shoulders, to help take the place somewhat of what the ligaments would do that are loose from the Ehlers-Danlos. Can also help you. I'm actually working with a patient now that she has severe EDS, and I've helped her learn how when her joints go a little bit out of place, how to put them back into place herself so she's not stuck in a lot of pain at home.
Hmm.
So although it can't take away the condition, it can help you learn how to manage it better. And with strengthening, hopefully keep it from getting severe, you know, giving you a lot of problems.
Yeah, well, since they don't even know what causes it and mm-hmm. there's really no cure for it,
right?
A lot of the time doctors will just dismiss it, you
yeah,
know?
Right, yeah, which is unfortunate. That's not fair. But, yes, strengthening can help.
Go ahead, Karen.
I'm just babbling. Never mind. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for
I
calling.
Appreciate it.
I thought your babbling was quite good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling. 800-348-2551. I didn't hear a lot of babble there.
No, I didn't either.
Let's go to Paul in Albany. Paul, you're on.
Yes, hi, and happy birthday to you, Ray.
Hey,
also.
Thanks.
So, yes, you're welcome. So, doctor, is there a physical therapy approach to trigger finger?
Well, first of all, just so Jenny, what is trigger finger?
It's when like the tendons in your fingers kind of get contracted or stuck, right? Is that how you're experiencing it? So you can't straighten it, or you go to straighten it and then it kind of gets stuck on its own?
Well, it's like it's on a hinge that
mm-hmm.
it tends to want to flip open. Or spontaneously rather than,
mm-hmm.
but it kind of comes and goes. Like sometimes I can open and close my fist several times and it doesn't happen. And other times it kind of like really snaps into place. I've been doing extra levels of turmeric and some CBD
mm-hmm.
oil
mm-hmm.
and trying to avoid using it in some of the ways I used to. I played piano and actually sometimes the hand feels better after playing piano,
mm-hmm.
although I try to avoid some of the more the egregious stretches.
Mm-hmm. But no, to answer your question, there is treatment. There's physical therapy. There's also occupational therapy or hand therapists. There's specialized hand therapists who can be occupational therapists or physical therapists. Either discipline can become
uh-huh.
a specialized hand therapist. Usually they're OTs, but they are experts in that. And there are different modalities we use, like heat or ultrasound or laser, to help with the inflammation, different massage types to kind of help the adhesions that are sticking on that tendon, which is making it kind of hinge, to use your word. There are also particular tendon exercises. They're really kind of cute because they're like little baby finger exercises. Oh, yeah. But there are certain things. And sometimes you might need a splint to rest it for a little while, too. But there are more than just turmeric. Like the turmeric is great, and the CBD are great to help with the inflammation. And even the piano, I mean, that's a way to keep the joints moving. But joints like movement, and with treatment, you can learn the specific ones that your trigger finger needs to keep healthy, happy movement so it doesn't keep getting stuck in that spot.
Which hand is it, Paul?
It's my right hand. I had it in index finger years ago, briefly, and now it's in the middle finger, and it seems to be quite persistent, which kind of surprised me. Usually I would, you know, heal from something like that faster, but I was going to say one more thing. I did look up on Google one time, and it mentions, it didn't mention physical therapy, you know, approaches in particular.
Yeah, but I would look up hand therapists, because there's definitely...
hand therapist?
Yep, look for a hand therapist. They're the experts in this particular one.
What kind of music you play, Paul?
Well, classical, primarily, like Debussy, Ravel, Chopin, and so some of it is pretty challenging.
Yeah, you're going to need the right hand for that one, that's for sure. Yeah.
Generally, it's not a problem, but occasionally it shows up.
Well, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it very much. Jenny Nicola Ray joins us today, physical therapy on this edition of Vox Pop. 800-348-2551, the telephone number. Let's go to Todd in Gloversville. Todd, you're on.
I'm a huge fan. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks.
I listen all the time. You guys entertain me on my drive to and from work, and I'm thrilled to be on.
Well, you are on, sir. Go ahead.
Well, that's the positive. Here's the negative. I'm a poor patient.
Okay.
I don't go to the doctor when I should. I don't follow the instructions that they give me, but I still am interested in your expertise.
Okay.
I feel like I have sciatic pain. For the last 3 years, I got this pain in my backside that, you know, all the research shows it's probably something to do with sciatica. So I've YouTubed it. There's so many. What should I do? What is it, realistically, as an adult, what would an adult do the right thing to do?
Besides see your doctor?
I don't have a doctor.
You know what, Todd? I'm so with you. You only go when you have to go, and we are not too smart, you and I. I'll tell you that. But I'm with you on that.
I'm embarrassed to need a doctor. I've been hoping the last 3 years it'll just go away, but it's not going away.
Wishing doesn't make it work. Yep.
Okay, so let's see. I mean, it sounds like you need someone else to kind of. The truth is, I can't really give you. There's no exercise I can give you over the radio. That's like, Todd, this is what you've been needing.
It is tough to diagnose on the phone for any of these shows. So
you know, there's no like one miracle that I can say. You know, that's why I was kind of teasing about the doctor.
I'm not asking for a miracle cure exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying what would a reasonable adult do? Because obviously I'm not. So what?
Well, go to a doctor. Go to a doctor. That's what.
What type of doctor? Who? The whole thing is just.
So you could, you know, if you want, you could go to your primary care and say, hey, I'm having this pain. And they could say, go to physical therapy. You don't necessarily have to go to a doctor for this. Like a PT could do it. In the state of New York, you could see a PT for, I think it's like 10 visits before without going to a doctor even. So you could just make an appointment at a physical therapist. And then a PT could even meet with you and say, hey, you know what? You do need a doctor for this one. Like we're able to kind of take a look at the whole situation and then say like something fishy's going on, you need more workup or not. So that could be a good place to start.
And when you go to the doctor, Todd, prepare to get scolded for not going for so long, because I've been there too. Thanks for the call. 800-348-2551 is the number. Jenny Nicola Ray is our guest. It's physical therapy. Let's grab one more before we take our next break. Jim and Adams. Jim, you're on.
Yay, Ray, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're not getting any younger, Ray.
You're right.
Okay. I have had, sciatic nerve issues and pain and muscles all clamped up from my lower back down around the bottom of my left foot for almost a year now.
It's
much better now. I've gone to acupuncturist, mm-hmm. massage therapist, my chiropractor primarily. But mm-hmm. the thing that's really helped me a lot is getting on an inversion table.
Oh, nice.
I have had an MRI and a nerve conductivity test and showing I've got a herniated disc between mm-hmm. the L5 and the S1 vertebrae.
Mm-hmm.
And the inversion table has helped me tremendously. I can feel things moving in my spine when I'm on it. Things are popping into alignment.
Okay, good.
And I've had a problem with you had a person, and it's also the sciatic nerve, the pain, the muscles clamped up. You also have weakness in the muscle, mm-hmm. and you have limited motion okay. of the leg. But I've had problems with the shoulders, primarily the right and the left as well, with the tendon that goes up the top of your upper arm bone slipping out of the groove that's normally supposed to be in because of and then is swollen and inflamed and bigger Ouch. Than the diameter of the groove in the humerus bone at the top.
Yep.
But the thing that's helped me a lot is the inversion table, getting that
okay.
spine stretched back out, get the herniation relieved.
Okay.
All right. So do you have a question, Jim? Or we'll hit the break otherwise. But the inversion table.
A recommendation on people should seek out a good inversion table brand that doesn't hurt their ankles and feet when you're hanging upside down.
All right. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for that one. We'll take a quick break. 800-348-2551 is the number. Jenny Nicole at Ray joins us. Home stretch coming up. We'll check the email bag. Vox Pop on WAMC, Ray Graff with you. It's physical therapy today from the West Coast already. Jenny Nicola Ray joins us. She's here in Albany today, and she comes every so often because her father's practice, Thomas Nicola PT Associates, is all over the Capital Region.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's hit a couple of emails here, and then we'll go back to the phones. This one's from David. I'm almost fully recovered from a partially torn Achilles tendon. No surgery was needed, but now my calf has really atrophied mm-hmm. compared to my other leg. The calf is noticeably smaller. Are there exercises I can do to strengthen my calf? And that's from David in Amherst.
Hi, David. Yes, there absolutely are, but I'm going to sound like a broken record, but 100% go to physical therapy for this one. And anyone who hurts their ankle, please go to physical therapy.
Why?
Because what happens is... it's so easy to think, I'm walking, I don't have pain, I'm recovered. But what the ankle does that's so important is the ankle's kind of one of the first line of defense when you step on uneven ground, you slip on the ice, you do that kind of like, whoa,
yeah.
kind of a thing. And it helps, it sends messages up kind of to your brain saying, we've hit something unsteady here, we need help. Send the other muscles to help us. And when you've been in a cast, if you've had pain, if you've had swelling, that whole system doesn't work as well. It gets real sluggish. So even if you tried, David, to like just stand on that foot, you'd probably notice your balance is not nearly as good as it is on the other one. But that ability to catch yourself and not fall can kind of fly under the radar, where if you go to physical therapy, they'll really challenge that and make sure that it's okay, because you don't want to be like, yeah, I can walk around and not have pain, but then, you know, winter comes around, you step on something, a little bit of snow, and now you've torn your knee or you've thrown your back out because you didn't fully rehab
okay.
your ankle.
This one's from Ruth. Another type of specialty PT, an unexpected but very helpful PT, a GYN specialty is pelvic floor mm-hmm. rehabilitation for stress incontinence.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommended for aging bladder control, and that is from Ruth.
I agree with you, Ruth.
All right, this one is from Karen. I had a double mastectomy in October of 2020, an implant put in a month or so later. The plastic mm-hmm. surgeon never should have done this or the flap attempt on that side because the skin has been radiated. The implants have been removed because of capsular contraction,
mm-hmm.
and I have seen numerous people who are trying to break up the extensive scar tissue, which inhibits my breathing and sleep. Any thoughts on that? And that is from Karen.
Just to explain a little bit some of the terms she used, capsular contracture is when you have a breast implant put under the skin. So imagine you have your breast removed for a mastectomy and then they put in an implant, and the implant almost becomes adhered. So it should move, kind of have some movement. And because of radiation, or there's some thought sometimes it almost an infection, it can become very, very tight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like almost like a coconut shell stuck underneath your skin. Very uncomfortable, can't even be painful. But radiated skin, once you have radiation, your skin's never quite the same. It's kind of gory to say it, but it's really like a controlled burn. So just like burned skin, it's not quite as supple as it once was, not quite as stretchy and bendy. I know of one patient in New York City who's doing a trial of Botox to her chest muscles to help use the Botox to get the muscles to soften. So she has less of a contracture in her muscles. So that's one promising thing that I've heard about. But otherwise, massage is really helpful. Vibration can be really helpful. So
how does that work?
Vibration? Something about, like, if you have a vibratory massage type of thing, and if it's a little bit rubbery, that rubber kind of sticks to the skin and the vibration, it increases blood flow. It helps, just kind of helps the tissue relax and regenerate. So if you have vibration, I've heard, have had some patients have a lot of good result with that. So that might be something you, that she hasn't tried, she could do.
All right. We're going to go one more email here for now and then go back to the phones. The number is 800-348-2551. This one's from Andrew. I spent a dozen years in the military, so my knees took one heck of a beating through those years. I tried getting back in shape by running, but had to stop because of the pain in my knees. At first, it started off as something I could ignore, but soon as I went further than a mile, the pain actually kept me up at night. This is definitely not muscle soreness, but definitive pain. I tried buying new shoes for more cushion and running on dirt roads, but as soon as I got over 1 mile, the knees started screaming in protest. Are my running days over? And there's an addendum, he said. Sorry for the follow-up, but I just wanted to add that my walking has no effect on my knees. I can walk as I do for work all day long for miles, zero pain. But as soon as I run more than a mile, knees can't handle it.
I'm an optimist, so I'm going to say that the running days are not over, but you might need some more training and strengthening before you resume running. My guess is that your glutes probably need more training, strengthening.
The glutes.
Yeah, which your butt muscles.
So why would that be affecting your knees?
So if you think of the knee is the thigh muscle and the calf muscle, and the thigh muscle is controlled by the glutes. So if they're not strong enough, they're going to be kind of all over the place. So you need the glutes, which is a big muscle, to control the top half of the knee, basically.
All right. Well, bearing in mind that I'm talking to a physical therapist, I'm going to ask this question anyway, even though I suspect I know what answer I'm going to get. Is it possible Andrew can do exercises on his own and strengthen the glutes, or does he need to go to a physical therapist?
Well, it's possible he could. I mean, if he's able to try some squats, he could, you know, maybe squats or some lunges if he's able to do those without pain. One thing I would say is if you do a squat or a lunge, think about shifting your weight into your heels. The body's tricky where that you might want to go and do a squat, but we tend to strengthen what's already strong, which is probably your quads, the front of your thighs. So in order to get out of your thighs and strengthen your glutes, shift your weight into your heels, and you'll recruit those muscles more easily.
Well, let's go back to the phones with Jenny Nicola Ray, 800-348-2551, the number. Deborah's in Amsterdam. Deborah, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and happy birthday, Ray.
Oh, thank you.
I have fibromyalgia, and I've had it for a very long time. But about 4 years ago, I fell and broke my shoulder in two places. And the doctor, after it healed somewhat, the doctor had to go in and release the scar tissue.
Okay.
And to fix my rotator cuff.
Okay.
And while he was in there, he snipped a bicep muscle.
Okay.
Because he said the, I guess the ligament was...
oh, so he did it on purpose?
Shredded. Yes.
Okay.
He did it on purpose. And he said that in the long run, I would have less pain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the midpoint of my humerus, you know, that area, hurts like the dickens. And I'm wondering is this just a spot that my fibromyalgia is going crazy? Mm-hmm. Or is this something I need to return to the orthopedic surgeon and say, okay, what do I do now?
Mm-hmm. That is a tough question.
Or do I get a hold of my physical therapist?
Well, let's go with plan C. Yes, well, no, truly. What do you think, Jim?
That's a really hard question. Have you had that pain since surgery? Like, did that never go away or did it show up later?
I had the pain prior to surgery. I had, it's shown up more this year than anything else.
And
that the accident was like 4 years ago.
Okay. Off the top of my head, I don't remember if that's a fibromyalgia point. You know how fibromyalgia has those certain points that the doctor will press and say, does this hurt? Does that hurt?
Yes, the tender point.
Correct. I don't remember if that's a tender point or not in the middle of the arm there. I don't think it is, but I'm not 100% positive. But I
know there's one on the inside and outside of the elbow.
Mm-hmm. But in that middle part of the arm,
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I don't remember it at all.
I'm going to recommend a little video called the website tamethebeast.org.
Tame the Beast. And this is okay? This is all right for work?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's about pain. I just took this. Went to this pain conference last weekend that was fascinating. And it talks about how when we've had pain for a long time, how sometimes the pain takes a life of its own. And it might give you a little bit of insight to some of the things that are going on, because it's possible it's neither the fibromyalgia or the break, but just the fact that you've had pain in this area for going on 4 years now, sometimes the pain kind of creates more pain. I don't want to give away the ending of this video, but you might see if any of it resonates.
Oh.
It's only a few minutes long.
Okay.
But,
okay, that's great. And what's that URL again?
Thank you.
Tamethebeast.org.
Deborah, thanks very much for the call. And Jenny Nicola Ray joins us today. Eileen is in Gardner. Eileen, you're on.
Hi, thank you. I've been a runner and hiker for years, mm-hmm. and in recent years, I've had what's been diagnosed by a couple of podiatrists and a podologist as a Morton's neuroma in my left foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I wear the insoles with a metatarsal support, wide toe box shoes, and it flares up and then it goes away. And then recently I've been having issues like on my lower butt, had a hamstring pull. And when I've been doing stretches for that, it seems to improve my foot. And somehow I'm starting to feel like the problem isn't in my foot, but maybe further up my leg. And is there something you know of that could be like misdiagnosed as a Morton's neuroma?
I mean, it's possible, right? Because the same nerve from the Morton's neuroma originates way back up in your hamstring, up into your spinal cord. So it is possible that you may have had some nerve tension or something, or that simply getting yourself more flexibility, because when you stretch your hamstrings, you are also pulling on the nerve. Like, there's just no way around it. Like, you have to get both of them. So you may have kind of, by doing those stretches, found your own amazing fix for the neuroma. So yes, that absolutely makes sense.
All right, Eileen, thanks a lot for the call.
Well done, Eileen.
Well, all right. Bonus points from Jenny Nicola Ray. And we go to Whitesboro. And Rich, you're on.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Ray and Jenny. I had a annoying question here that about sciatica. I had a specific question, though, about I have it runs down both sides of my left leg, the rear. You can follow it all the way down if you mm-hmm. press it to the knee on both sides. And when I'm walking, I gradually get tightened. I have to stop and I stretch, and mm-hmm. that really helps. It gives me another 20, 30 minutes walking.
Okay.
But I was wondering about my daughter's over here visiting and said, put cold up on the spine
okay.
where it starts above the coccyx, and do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And but I was also wondering about massaging. You're mm-hmm. mentioning that. And maybe the therapeutic massager, I have that.
Okay.
And if that might help to, and how would I use that to kind of run it down the, that feels okay. like a,
sure.
a tendon or something.
This might sound like, wow, she paid money to go to school for this answer. But honestly, whatever, if those feel good, then absolutely do them. And regarding ice or heat, unless it's a really brand new injury, like it just happened or it just happened yesterday, at this point, since you said this has been going on for a while now, it really just whatever you think feels best. If you think ice just feels like, ooh, that feels, I don't want that. That sounds awful and cold and chilly. Or it might feel really great. Mm-hmm. Or if ice or if heat kind of seems like, ooh, that seems kind of soothing, maybe try heat. There's no right or wrong answer in this situation. Mm-hmm. Same with using that therapeutic massager. You could try it in your back. You could try it along the tendon itself. If it gives you relief, then amazing. But if it doesn't, or if you feel worse, it's not giving you any secret help. You know, if you feel better, then it's helping. If it isn't, then it's not. It's that simple.
All right, Rich, thanks a lot. Now, we only have about 2.5 minutes here. Let's see how we can do. Lisa's in Stone Ridge. Lisa.
Hey, how you doing? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm sitting in my car. So I'm on my radio because I can't get to where I live.
Hmm.
So my issue is I've been diagnosed with osteoporosis.
Okay.
In my lower back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's at a standstill because I went to a nutritionist
mm-hmm.
and I take, you know, minerals for
That's
it.
That's great.
But I'm having an issue for the longest time going up and down steps.
Okay.
It seems like my legs can't carry me up the steps.
Mm.
So I go to strength classes
mm-hmm.
and I work out still, and I'm 70 years old. And I go to yoga. So my only issue is it's sometimes it's difficult getting my body up.
Mm-hmm.
My legs don't seem to take me up a step.
Mm.
Is it getting any easier from having, you're doing all of the right things. Does it seem that it's getting any easier?
Yes. Strength classes that I go to at the gym have been helping.
And keep in mind, it takes at least 8 to 12 weeks to make a change in your strength. So it'll take a little while.
Lisa.
Okay. Yes, I understand that. Okay. It's the lunges and things. We work on squats. Those are easy enough. And the lunges. But I also suffer occasionally with bursitis, which then I did go to physical therapy for. And that was amazing. I have to say, you all are great.
Well, that's good. Now we have about 30 seconds here, Lisa, so let's get right to it here.
Okay, thank you.
Jenny, do you have any?
So,
all right, well, go ahead, Lisa.
Approach, or that's what I just want to know. Should I go back to physical therapy, or is this something that the osteoporosis is creating?
That should have nothing to do with the difficulty getting up the stairs or the bursitis. So if the strength classes are causing pain in your bursitis then or getting in the way with the stairs, then I would see the physical therapist.
Lisa, I'm so sorry, but we're going to have to leave it there, and I appreciate the call. Jenny Nicola Ray, how do we find your websites on that World Wide Web thing?
I am at mybreastysays.com or at nicolatherapy.com.
Great having you back.
Thank you so much.
Here on the East Coast.
Such a special day.
I don't know how special it is, but thank you very much, and we will talk to you soon. Support comes from Hancock Shaker Village, inviting visitors to explore 20 historic buildings, hiking trails, and heirloom gardens on more than 750 acres. Open daily, hancockshakervillage.org. Studio KTM Hair Salon, welcoming Jake Dingler, direct from New York City, joining Kristen Marquette for private one-client in-salon appointments, studioktm.com. And Cafe Lena, Saratoga Springs, New York, providing music and education for listeners across the globe with concerts, classes, and conversation online and in person, cafelena.org. Thanks again to Jenny Nicola Ray for being with us today. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the questions via email. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our sometimes grumpy engineer. Thanks to Liz Hill, who screened the calls today. I'm Ray Graff. Hey, tomorrow it's a Food Friday. Our pal Deanna Fox is back to talk about her favorite cookbooks. You got a favorite cookbook? Jot it down. Give us a call tomorrow at 2. Right now, stand by for the Capital Connection.